we specialise in bulk haulage work of all types. Currently, we're probably a third of the way through the grain harvest, which has been, it's been quite variable, but it's going pretty much as it does.
Certainly has. The reports we're getting from across the Mallee is certainly very different from farm to farm, depending on where that rainfall occurred. In terms of your work as a transporter, what has that meant for you this year?
Oh, well, it just makes it more difficult. It's always a little bit difficult, but the farmers don't really know from day to day what's going to happen. Marketing is another issue. We are this year seeming to go further with the grain. There's been a good demand for feed barley, so we're carting a lot of that into mills and to feedlots. Other grain, the wheat has been going into Port Adelaide, Roseworthy, and also a fair percentage into Loxton. So we're all over the place.
So in terms of those distances, just how much further are you travelling this year, do you think, on some of these long runs?
Well, I'm not too sure we're travelling much further, because normally we're up to 250, 400 k's away. This year perhaps more is going away because of the feed barley situation, but that's what we will expect. Farmers are pretty freight conscious, and so if they can save a few dollars by going direct, they still appear to want to do that at the moment, but that can change. At the moment, Port Adelaide's open for wheat. When that stops, when they've got their capacity full, that'll stop, and we'll be doing more into our local silos.
So really, for you, it's on par for an average year in terms of the work coming from the grain regions?
I think at the moment it's on par. We've probably done around 20,000 tonne at the moment. Last year we did 50 to 55, and at the minute I think we're probably not going to achieve quite 50, but we've still got a few weeks to go. Some farmers are finishing and some are just getting serious and cranking up, so I wouldn't like to put too much on the figures just yet, but I don't think it's going to be over what it was last year.
Now, of course, this is the first season that Viterra's rail access for Mallee grain farmers has been cut. What impact do you think that's going to have, particularly for people such as yourself who are involved with the road transport side of things?
There will be obviously more grain. It's all going by road, so that should mean that there will be more work for road transport. We have been talking to people, and I think we might get a small slice of the action, but we'll see what happens when the time comes.
And obviously, with so much grain moving around this part of the state, it's long hours on the road for you and your team?
Definitely, in the logistics, we're 12 hours a day, and then the phones are on through for 24 hours. The trucks are working their maximum hours they can legally do. Yeah, it's a busy time and it's a tough time. Tempers get a bit frayed, but you just got to go with it and appreciate that we've all got work and we're hopefully making some money.